Hello and welcome. May I ask you a question? As you have been hearing about May 21st, 2011 as being the date of the rapture and October 21st, 2011 being the date of the end of the world, and as you have heard the information from the Bible that does conclusively point to these dates, and as you have studied this information and heard teaching about this approaching end of the world and what that means for true believers, that the Lord Jesus is coming to fulfill his promise that the Word of God has made since the very beginning. Throughout the Bible, God has promised there would come a time when the land would be inhabited eternally. Not the land of Israel. God pointed to that and spoke of the land of Canaan as an eternal habitation, but that's not what he had in mind, but what the land of Canaan spiritually pointed to, which was the new heavens and the new earth. And the Lord has made it abundantly clear again and again in the Bible that this world will have an end, and God will make a final end of the rebellion of mankind, the unsaved of the world. He will finish the transgression, and he will completely destroy the unsaved, the ones that the Lord Jesus never died for. They will have an end. And again, the Bible has referred to this in its various books and in its various chapters. Now, finally, we are at the point of the fulfillment of all things related to this world and the promises of God in the Bible. All that God has spoken will soon come to pass, and of course it must, because the Bible is the Word of God, and His Word is faithful and true. It must be fulfilled perfectly and without fail. Now, as you have heard the information about May 21st, 2011, may I ask you, how have you felt? Well, what do I mean by that? What I mean is, when you're hearing that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, how have you reacted in yourself, not outwardly, in your mind, in your heart? Are you encouraged? Are you excited? Are you joyful? Are you happy? Are you comforted by this information? Or are you troubled in mind? Are you disturbed? Are you agitated? Are you fearful, which could be a good reaction if someone is not saved? And you see, it is important how we are responding to the news. You know, when the Lord Jesus came the first time as the Messiah, when he entered into the human race after 11,000 years of history, and throughout the history of the nation of Israel, the cry of the people of God at that time, the Jews, was a longing for the Messiah to come. At least, that's what they would profess outwardly. That's what they would say if you would ask them, do you want the Messiah to come? Oh, of course, I long for the day that the Messiah will come. Even the people at the time when Christ did come would have given an answer like that. They were good Jews. They knew that the Bible promised that a Christ would come, the great prophet that Moses spoke of. He would come, and he would be the Savior. Well, now, then we look again when the wise men came from the east with the information that they were following his star, and they came to Jerusalem, and Herod was troubled when he heard the information that these wise men were bringing. Well, he should have been, because he was a very wicked and evil man, and we would expect him to be troubled. But we also read, and all Jerusalem with him. The Jewish leaders were troubled by the news, and they knew exactly what the wise men were referring to, because Herod later asked them where he should be born, and they told him Bethlehem. Bethlehem was the prophecy that was written, where the Messiah would be born. They knew that, and yet their response, their reaction was not great joy, as the angels and as the shepherds and as God's true people, but trouble of mind, trouble of spirit. And this continued, of course, later in Jesus' ministry. There was not a glad reception of the Messiah, but one of agitation and of hatred of Christ, of God himself, as he dwelt among his own people, and they did not rejoice that he had come. And that's why it's such an important question, as each one of us could ask ourselves, what is my response to the news that the Lord Jesus is coming again in fulfillment of his promise that he would come? He is coming for his people, his elect. And how do I feel about it? Well, may I, could it be, O Lord, that I would rejoice in heart, and that I would just be so happy and think that finally all your prophecy is coming to fulfillment, and what a joyful future there is for the child of God as you create a new heavens and a new earth, where there'll be no more tears, nor sorrow, nor death. And we can see why the believer would rejoice. And God tells us in 1 Thessalonians 4, in verse 16, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words."